Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Mountain Boy Minerals and the president and CEO, Lawrence Rolston. Mountain Boy Minerals is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MTB. Now, Lawrence, I've had you on the show about a month ago, and we were discussing what some of the drill core looked like from the company's drill program at the American Creek project in the Golden Triangle. The company has wrapped up the drilling for this year. And hey, look, I understand that all the assay labs are very slow in North America, but I do have to ask you, general update, when do you think we'll see some assay results? What updates can you give us here?
Well, Corey, you're absolutely right. The labs are terribly backed up. It's really frustrating from our perspective and many other companies. You know, they keep making promises and then they don't follow through. So, you know, realistically, it's going to be early in the new year before we're actually announcing assays from that drill program. But in the meantime, there's a lot going on. We're getting all set up for next year. You know, we saw the drill core. We really liked what we saw in the drill core. And, you know, in the news release, we mentioned that we were very encouraged. And, you know, we're seeing silver minerals there, you know. Typically, in a system like this, the silver is caught up in the lead mineral and the zinc mineral, galena, sphalerite. And when you see silver sulfide minerals, it's a pretty good indicator that there's meaningful levels of silver in the system. So we see that, we're encouraged, and we're going flat out to get ready for a really big program for next season.
Lawrence, just quickly remind everybody what the program was this season. How many meters were drilled? How many targets were tested out, please?
We tested four targets. We set off with the original three targets. As we got going, we found another target that looked really appealing, and we drilled that one as well. We drilled 10 holes across the four targets. It was about 2,100 meters. So a pretty good, you know, initial drill program into, you know, three of these targets were brand new untested targets. So we're very excited about what we're seeing. We're seeing the veins where we expected to see them. We're seeing the silver minerals in the drill core. So we're very excited. And, you know, as I say, going flat out here to get everything ready to begin drilling as soon as we possibly can next season. And beyond the drilling, we are also planning to go underground. And, you know, that means opening up the old workings. This thing was mined over a 100-year period. There's a lot of workings. Most of them are fairly short, but there are some meaningful, you know, tunnels that go into the mountainside there. We want to get in, resample everything. When the last time geologists went underground on this thing, they were really focused on finding more of the super high grade material that was mined historically. And they didn't really pay much attention to the overview of the geology and to really understanding the structural system. So we want to go under, do a really thorough, comprehensive geological review. We want to sample everything we can find. And then more importantly, or equally importantly, we want to drill from underground because that's going to put us closer to the veins that we want to be intersecting and allow us to be a whole lot more effective in getting results out of the drill program. So we've kicked that off. We've got a mining engineer looking into it, and then as soon as we get a report from him, we will be submitting permits. And at this point, really, it's all just safety-related issues that we've got to get the mines ministry here to, you know, give us a sign-off that we can go underground safely and do the work that we want to do. So that process has already been kicked off. We're really excited about getting underground in a big way next year and looking at the geology, sampling it, and then drilling from underground. Now, another huge advantage that we'll get out of drilling from underground is it'll extend the season. You know, we're not going to be held up as we were this year by the snowfall and the freezing conditions. So we should be able to drill a lot longer into next season. And then the other thing, of course, we got a late start, and this year we'll be drilling as soon as we can possibly get a drill on the ground. So it's going to be a long season. We'll get a lot of results in the upcoming season.
So, Lawrence, this is a pretty big development for next year, having even the option of going underground at this Mountain Boy Mine, the historic Mountain Boy Mine. What extra steps do you need to undertake? I realize you need to get the government on site. You need to deal with safety issues. What else do you need to do before you can actually bring a drill underground?
Well, there's a lot of kind of technical, logistical kind of issues that need to be resolved. You know, one of the big concerns is the old workings were pretty small, and we may or may not be able to find a drill that we can get into the existing workings. But so we may have to do some preliminary work, you know, slashing out some of the old workings and opening it up enough that we can actually get a drill in there. But that all of that is going to be determined once we get underground and begin to really assess what we have and take it from there.
Okay, so in terms of targets, you do still need to get underground and see what you're dealing with, right? Having the ability to drill underground is one thing, but then still developing the targets would need to happen.
Yeah, well, we've got a lot of information from the drilling that was just done and from the previous work and our structural interpretations. We've got a pretty good idea of where we want to get to, but there are the logistical challenges. Now, another thing, you know, this mine, and there were several different adits around, into different veins around the Mountain Boy area. And in fact, in the old days, there were separate claims, or crown grants as they were then, owned by different individuals. And there were several different individuals and or companies that mined different pieces of it. But it's really important to understand that the amount of material taken out of this mine is very small, because until the 1990s, the only access to the Mountain Boy mine was pack horses between 600 and 900 meters elevation up a very steep mountainside. So the only ore that came out of there was was on pack horses. So they were totally focused on the super, super high-grade material, and everything else, they just ignored it. And then in the 1990s, they finally built a road up right to the mine, but there was only a small amount mined because the only option they had was to truck that material to the smelter, a trail, which is 1,700 kilometers away. So it's logistically, it just didn't work out, and then of course, early 2000s, the silver price was way down, and this thing kind of just got pushed onto the back burner. So it wasn't until we got involved that, you know, we consolidated the property, we're able to look at a bigger picture geologically, and we've got enough ground that we're able to track these veins. One of the targets that we drilled, about a 400 meter step out from the old mining area on the upper Ruby zone, until we consolidated the property, that was held by a different owner. And so nobody bothered to try to track between those two showings. So we're very excited about what we're seeing and well advanced on planning for the next stage of work here.
So, Lawrence, this might be hard to answer because you don't have the results back from the drill program this year, but having the ability to go underground next year, how does that change or alter some of the goals of the drill program for next year?
Well, we are going to remain focused on demonstrating that this system has large size. I think we could possibly go in there with what we know now and start to outline a resource. And in fact, there was a resource done in the early 2000s. Anyway, it's a historic document. We're not relying on it, let's say. But we know there is potential for parts of this to hang together. And we could fairly quickly, I think, outline a meaningful, you know, accumulation of mineralized rock, shall we say. But our real objective here is to demonstrate that this thing is big enough that the larger companies are going to want to get their hands on it. And all you have to do is look on the other side of the mountain. We're on the east side of the mountain. If you go over on the west side, is the Premier District. And that was one of the most important mining districts in British Columbia. And in fact, Ascot has just announced completion of a financing, giving them the money to get that mine back into production. So we're right beside a very important mining district, and we have exactly the same geology. The only difference between the Premier District and our district is there's 870,000 meters of drilling in the Premier District, and so far, including our recent program, there's 7,000 meters of drilling on a similar size area and with exactly the same geology. So there's a lot of potential there, and our objective is to demonstrate that this thing has significant size and enough size to attract the attention of a large company that would like to develop it and mine it.
Yeah, very interesting, Lawrence. Almost the exploration disconnect that where you guys are compared to right across the mountain, right? But hey, you're out there, you're drilling. We're waiting on some drill results. Those should be coming. Hard to put a date on it, but they should be coming relatively soon. And then we should get more information on the drill program for next year. Can you update everybody quickly with how much cash in the bank the company has? I know that there's been a couple flow-through financings. What updates can you give us here for cash in the bank moving into next year?
Well, we're well-funded for the work that's going to happen over the winter and to be able to kick off the drill program next year. And between now and then, I think we're going to be able to demonstrate that we've got reason here to do a very large drill program, and at that point we would begin to look for the money for a large program. But for now, we can certainly generate a lot of news with the cash in hand. We just raised the $1.6 million, and we had, you know, I think close to a couple million in cash left over prior to that. So we're well funded for now. But as we launch a big program, then we'll be looking at more financing.
Yeah, fair enough, but a lot of catalysts in the meantime when it comes to drill results. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Mountain Boy Minerals, so I will be following up as more news hits the market. But if any of you, our listeners, have any questions for Lawrence or even for myself regarding this company, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Lawrence, I appreciate the update and the look ahead to next year and the possibility of getting underground with some drilling that extends the season and can give you some other opportunities. Lawrence, thanks again for your time. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Corey, and look forward to the next update.